Chapter 3. The first thing Niai Huaisang heard in his new life was an expletive. Several of them, actually. Fairly creative ones, in two separate voices. He cracked open an eye to see who was swearing. One of the voices sounded like Wei Wuxian, and the other sounded like a sullen teenager. And the idea of Wei Wuxian having to take care of an angry teenager with a mouth as dirty as his own promised a great deal of hilarity. "Yeah, well, fuck your mother and suck your uncle's... Hey, he's awake! Senior Wei, he's awake! For real this time, I swear I'm not fucking with you this time!" Where had Wei Wuxian even found a kid with a mouth like that? His attempt to simply lie there and do nothing, having been undone by his own curiosity, Niai Huaisang decided to sit up and face the music. Or, at least, to try to. That was about when he realized that he'd been chained down. "I didn't realize we had this sort of relationship, Wei Xiang," he said, shaking his wrist at the man when he ran over. "You should have said, 'Wow, you look terrible. What happened to you?'" Wei Wuxian hadn't looked his best since he'd started with demonic cultivation. Too thin, too pale, eyes too red, reminding Niai Huaisang of his brother's worst fits of temper. But he looked even more like a wreck now. It was as if he hadn't slept in days. "What happened to me?" Wei Wuxian echoed with a choked laugh. "To me? Huaisang, you..." He shook his head. And Niai Huaisang had a bad feeling about this. "How much do you remember?" the kid by his side asked eagerly. He was dressed all in black and looked no more than 10, though with that level of cursing, perhaps a very young 14 wouldn't be out of the question. "Do the memories cut off at the moment of death, or is there something after that?" "Sui Yang! What? What did I say?" "Death?" Niai Huaisang asked. "The moment of death?" The memories came back slowly. It was like having been very drunk the night before and trying to remember what you did. You could get it if you tried. Images uncertain and mixed with each other. The timeline out of order. The moment of death, though. He remembered that.
"Shit! The resentful energy is starting to increase! What did you think was going to happen when you reminded him of what killed him? Brat! Go get a calming talisman!"
Niai Huaisang was dead. Apparently a fierce corpse, too, which really shouldn't have happened. Had the elders slacked on the soul-claiming rituals to which every sect child had been endlessly subjected? Or had Wei Wuxian managed to find a way through all that, disregarding it? Yes, that seemed more likely. Niai Huaisang was dead. Dead. He'd been murdered, just like his father before him. And if that wasn't the worst sort of inheritance, he didn't know what was. His father. His brother. Niai Huaisang covered his face with his hands. "Tell me no one gave my brother my saber."
"Your saber?"
Wei Wuxian asked, pasting talismans onto his chest and belly in quick, orderly movements. "Why does it matter? And since when do you care about your saber?" Niai Huaisang looked through his fingers at the kid, who'd been more forthcoming so far, but the kid looked cowed for some reason. Scared. Damn it, that probably meant his brother had gotten hold of Ai Tuan. And given what he remembers of his death, and how the Sabers faithfully recorded those last few flickers of their master's lives, that would be a disaster. So Niai Huaisang said something he'd never said before in his life. "Get me my saber!"
"Wow,"
Wei Wuxian said. "Not to make light, Niai Xiong, but that might be the most Niai-like thing you've ever said." Niai Huaisang ignored him since he wasn't being helpful. At least the kid, Sui Yang, was doing something, dashing over to the table by the entrance of the cave. Cave? Were they at the burial mounds? How had he gotten to the burial mounds? His last memories were in Lanling. Oh, this was bad. Aichuan was vibrating as it approached, and suddenly Nie Huaisang realized that there might be another problem. Stop! Wait! Don't bring him any closer! It's going to... Aichuan leapt out of Suiyang's hands and flung itself at Nie Huaisang, sharp end first. Suiyang shrieked and dived under the table, babbling something about not again. And Nie Huaisang had to headbutt Wei Wuxian off the bed before he accidentally got stabbed. Luckily, there was just enough give on the chains that Nie Huaisang was able to avoid Aichuan's slightly too enthusiastic greeting. Well, greeting slash murder attempt. He might be Aichuan's master, but he was a fierce corpse right now. You've traumatized my apprentice, Wei Wuxian said, and looked up at where Aichuan was stuck in the wall, quivering, only a few finger widths above his head. Possibly also me as well. Are you feeling very yourself? Appropriately centered, stabilized, not likely to let your resentful energy loose and start murdering people left and right? I'm fine, Nie Huaisang said, reaching up to grab Aichuan by the hilt. Getting control of his saber again was going to be a nightmare, but a necessary one. He needed to know if his stupid saber had blabbed about what had happened to his brother. If it had, if his brother had seen that, he didn't want to think about that. I've never been that resentful, Wei Xiang. You know that. Except when you think about what killed you, Suiyang said, an insightful and pointed comment that would be much more cutting if he wasn't still hiding under the table. Yes, well, that's different. It wasn't a very good death. Anyway, not important. More important, how is my brother doing? I really don't want to think about how he must have reacted. Wei Wuxian's face paled, and he exchanged looks with Suiyang. So bad? Nie Huaisang hazarded. Did he kill someone? No, what am I saying? He would have seen. He definitely killed someone. Wait, he's not in jail, is he? Or hurt? Tell me he's not hurt. As far as I know, he's not hurt, Wei Wuxian said. And Nie Huaisang exhaled with relief. But, he didn't kill someone, Suiyang said. He killed a whole lot of someones. That didn't sound good either. Hey, Wei Wuxian said, I don't suppose you're willing to tell me about the Masterless Sabers. That was worse. Is this really the time to be asking about that? Suiyang asked snippily. Don't forget where he went. Wei Wuxian's face lost all trace of amusement. That's right. We need to get Nie Xiang to the Cloud Recesses right away. The Cloud Recesses? Nie Huaisang asked, and... Oh, no. Oh, no. We have to go right away. Doggo will never forgive himself if he kills Arga. You really think he would? Wei Wuxian asked, already undoing the chains as quickly as he could. They always seem to have a good relationship. My brother dragged the entire cultivation world kicking and screaming into a war against the Wends in order to avenge our father, Nie Huaisang snapped. And now you're telling me he brought the sabers out for me? Of course he's going to kill him if he's not stopped. He's not going to think he has a choice. Now get me to him!